2 RCL monitoring.
4 HKX monitoring.
4 WHM mobile.
For HKX. Hey Bill, how are you this afternoon?
Yo, 4 HKX monitoring.
How are you this afternoon after your doctor's appointment?
Good, doing pretty good. On my way up to Greer, seeing an old friend of mine. Doctor appointment actually went pretty well. Pretty much walked in, said, yeah, had a couple things, he thinks I pulled a muscle, so who knows.
Good to hear. Nothing too serious, Dan. With that one, when you pull a muscle there, it takes a while.
I know, I just got a funny feeling that it might be more than a full muscle, but only time to tell, I suppose.
For down there.
I'm actually full one in the Pelz area, about being near Piedmont, so the weather right now is pretty much cloudy, kind of dark. But, it's got a little bit of blue skies, but for the most part, it's hot muggy down here.
It's been storming up here, so I didn't know if it was down there.
Right now?
I'm at my home base.
I just messed up a bit of your pinhole, so I might drop your beer here and there.
Scratch you, but I can still make you up.
Yeah, right now, the weather's been pretty good so far. It's more or less hot buggy down in this area. Boy, it looks, I got a funny feeling about the rain, though, just by the way the weather looks.
We need any more rain up here, and we've had enough for a little while.
Heck, let us get some of that rain. We need it down here.
Still out in places up here.
The river's deep back in the water, right across the bridge. There's a river, I don't know the name of it, but across the bridge every time I'm on my way up to work, which is kind of where I'm going right now, but I'm going this way for a different reason. The river is actually surprisingly really high right now. I'm genuinely shocked by that.
Maybe it's that water running down off these mountains.
Getting enough rain.
Somewhere.
Oh, boy. Patrick, you know anybody that's going to take that next control position?
Ted, KO4NUE is going to try it. I've thought about throwing my hat in there for once a month. Still debating on it. I may give it a try.
Throw my hat in there as well. Maybe see how it goes one time. If it goes well, I'll see if I can do it maybe once or twice a month myself.
Go for it. K2 RCU.
How are you this afternoon?
Wet and tired.
Working at 4WHM.
Nice break. Got in here, Patrick. Bill?
Fred is here with us. KO4NNH.
Here, and I'm currently in the mobile on action now in Piedmont. KO4NNH for ID.
Thought I recognized that voice. Yeah, I had called out a few minutes ago and then got a phone call, so I had to turn the volume down and then I seen the meter pegging out, so I thought I'd jump back in here right quick.
Catch you. You and Bill. And had to wait.
I don't know, in that one spot I can actually get a signal with the mobile and told her, but I heard Patrick calling, but I didn't. I got couldn't hear nothing more than that. I was in a weird dead spot.
Was out mobiling around doing?
To get some dinner. If y'all can hear me, I'm at Guthrie's Chicken in Hartwell, Georgia.
I'm going to see my area. I'm going to go grass up a little bit. And I'm going to head up to Greer and see an old friend of mine.
Well, I'm driving down the road, headed to Greer. Pick up a couple of replacement saw blades since I've chewed them up on nails today. and get ready for another job I gotta finish up tomorrow.
Also, you're working a lot more than you told me you were going to this summer.
You're starting to sound like my wife, just with a deeper voice.
No, he's got people like me keeping him busy, KN4 VWA.
There goes the neighborhood.
Got ourselves a party.
What are you guys up to? It's Friday afternoon. Miller time.
I don't think I can raise my arm up to hold on to the can.
To leave that with you also.
I know that's Patrick and that's Russell and who else is in there?
Fred, you got Patrick as well. I didn't catch the other gentleman's name, unfortunately. I think Bill as well, actually.
Here, that's for sure. You headed home, Patrick?
QTH, doing my closeout for the week.
Yeah, that's good, bud. Get you a nice, quiet, restful weekend.
Setting the air conditioner, rubbing it in, is what he's doing.
Pushing paper.
Rain up here more today, like we needed it all right now.
Not fair, bud. It hadn't rained a drop down here where I am today.
And terrible, nothing like that. It's like showers all day on and off. But we still got the river out in places, so we didn't really need any more right at the moment.
You know up there on Nancy Mountain up above Rosman? They had a small landslide up there that took the road out.
Believe that.
Hurt so bad, Russell.
Heard the expression, open your mouth and stick your foot in it. Well, I got two size 10s in mine, and I'm steady chewing on chew leather because I took on a job that I probably shouldn't have.
Well, let me just assure you one thing. You have not got that market cornered because usually when I open my mouth, I exchange feet.
It ain't too bad. It's been a hot one today, and I've been doing siding and sealing doors and windows and getting everything finished up on the exterior, so I'm ready to get back in the air conditioning working.
I interrupt that conversation, but I'm going to go ahead and clear out. I'm near my first destination. I'll be back shortly. KO4 NH clear.
Fred, just holler back when you get back on.
Fred, you need to start watching who you keep company on the radio with, I'll tell you.
I mean, we do talk to you, so, you know.
What about?
Deal for IB. Is Bill still in here, or is he done went in to get him some chicken?
Time to get that chicken.
For HKX, for ID. I didn't know if you were still there or not. I hadn't heard you in a minute, Bill.
I'll call. Some of you got to get it out of your system. You know how it is. And it's almost my turn at the window, so I'll be back in a minute in 4WHM.
I heard you talking about you being sick here yesterday evening.
Bud, let me tell you what, that was the strangest thing that ever come on me. Man, it was crazy. The evening before, I had a couple of chills, but, you know, I really didn't think anything about it. And then yesterday, during the day, I went about my normal business. And then yesterday afternoon, about, between 4 and 6 o'clock, it started getting serious, and I took my wife to eat. And by the time I got home, I had almost 101. I was in chills, and I went on to bed, and long about 2 a.m. this morning, the fever broke, and there is no sign of anything. I don't have a head cold. My sinuses aren't plugged up. And I'm just back perfectly normal, except for, you know, being so tired from not sleeping last night. I mean, it just, I've never heard of a 6-hour virus.
Yeah, but one part, you're perfectly normal.
Gotcha.
Oh,
and hit real hard, and I mean put me down, and then, like I said, fever broke about 2 a.m., and I had a headache this morning, but then beyond that, I took a couple aspirin, and I'm just completely normal again. Well, let's put it this way. Physically normal.
Therefore, you walked into that one one more time.
Oh, yeah. It was Curly. Remember Curly? Yuck.
What are y'all on? I don't get it. I hadn't heard a thing about the Stooges in forever.
Too young to remember them.
That's the Stooges growing up. No doubt about that. I just hadn't heard anybody reference them, especially Curly Joe, in a long time.
As I hate to say it, I watched them first run before they ended their careers.
I have designated here. Let me jump out for a little bit, and I'll be back on in a few. K2RCL, clear.
K2RCL, you need to do like I do, bud. Take your lovely bride to get something good to eat. I took mine over to Cracker Barrel this evening before the crowd hit. And it was just a nice afternoon with a nice little supper. But you have a good evening, bud, and try to get you a little bit of rest. K4, good of you.
Get mobile.
Come on.
K4HKX, I'm dispatch. I'm still here.
For a second, my name's Fred. I'm actually KO4NNH. I'm actually mobile in Piedmont right now. I just got done at my first destination. Kind of got in my car real quick.
I was trying to get some chicken.
I can't remember his call right now. I got my chicken and I'm headed to the house.
On a mission now?
As soon as I get to the house, I can sit down and be done for the weekend. I've got the food, I got the sweet tea, everything's like it needs to be, so I'm done.
Be for a nice weekend. Well, I'm going early in the morning, I'm going flying. Going over to the field at about 9 o'clock in the morning with W4DJW. There, Patrick.
Sales meeting in the morning, and then my grandfather's birthday party tomorrow afternoon.
We'll have a good happy day, anyhow.
Basically, don't got any plans. I'm actually a third shifter, so I gotta find a way to stay up all night tonight. If I'm lucky, I had a couple things going on today, but I got plenty of plans with a little bit of liquid, with a little bit of hard alcohol, and a nice weekend to relax.
A little good word for no wind and low temperatures in the morning. That way I'll have nice calm conditions with less than bald spot burning fun.
Who them airplanes do you have?
Well, I'll do. I will bring you down here to the house and put you on a flight simulator and teach you to fly if you want to.
And I'd have time for that right now. I appreciate the offer, though.
On HF, you still going to try to plan on September for that general?
Take the September because I have plans that third weekend in September. But maybe October or if I find one somewhere before then.
There's a gentleman who came on the net one night. I don't remember his call sign, but they do testing every Friday, and I think you just got to get a hold of that gentleman.
First half of that, somebody on the net said they test every Friday, but you didn't remember who it was. What was that?
Where old Haywood Mall was across from the Eagles, I think, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I've got it in my notes, but I'm driving right now, so I can't look at them right now.
If you have time or can catch up with me another day, maybe you can send it to me.
Costco, going around the back of the mall here at Westgate, and got them a really cute little carnival going. Yeah, after all that supper I just ate, I need to get on the big tilt-a-whirl and spray the crowd.
Like a fun time right there.
Well, guys, I'm going into Costco. And, Patrick, believe it or not, I'm going in there to buy diapers. So, y'all have fun. And, try to beat the heat, boys. I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA, y'all carry on.
Three, Steve, and I hope that's not adult diapers.
Newborns.
No, newborns. Hope you have a good shopping experience, man. Patrick, what else you got up? What else is going on over there, man?
Here, doing my weekly closeout and paperwork, running a few payments, and getting ready to pay a few more bills.
And I actually just did that a couple of days ago myself with paying bills and everything.
Fortunately, it's a part of life we have to deal with. But at least we got the money to pay it.
Bill, you still there? I'm speaking between you now, Patrick. Came for an NH Friday.
Skeks, Friday. Probably so. Bill doesn't live too far from there, so he may have already made it home.
Bill was a man with a mission. Mission to get that chicken. You ever heard that? You think about getting your journal class soon?
I've been trying to study for it, but I don't know, man. It seems like something keeps coming up all the time.
Well, I've actually been using an app on my phone. I think PAM test prep or something like that. Kind of just studying here and there whenever I catch a break of work or something like that.
Doing. I also have it on my computer. So when I'm sitting around at night, I'm scrolling through that. But I don't know, lately it's just I've been getting in late, been tired, just hadn't been getting to it like I need to stay focused on it. Life just keeps getting in the way lately, but I'll get around to it. It's something I want to do, so you'll make time for it eventually.
Probably, matter of fact, it's not raining tomorrow. I might actually put up my HF antenna.
The base station antenna up, I can listen, but I just can't talk.
10-meter dipole set up right now. I'm using here and there, but I gotta build a little thing that I can screw into a window or something like that with a coax bulkhead type things on it, so I can kind of keep the weather out.
What I've done is I have a wind unit in the room where all that's set up. I just eased through right there where it's at and sealed it back up, and that's where mine go out for right now.
Yeah, I got a window right by my base station at home. I gotta actually go outside, feed the coax, and whenever I'm done, I gotta throw the coax back outside for a little bit so I can get around to making this plate.
I need to just get it set up better than it is. I just kind of put it together to see how it worked, and now I just want to do a better job at it, clean it up a little bit.
My father, actually my Elmer, KI4 MRA, he has a fan dipole set up, if I remember correctly. He actually has an issue with, I think it was 40 meters right now with his antenna. But beyond that, though, he's pretty much got tucked away in the woods. You can't hardly see the ones that you see. It's like a coax line running out there.
According to my coax, I want to put the HF antenna up a little bit higher and in a different place. So until I do that, I don't want to shorten the coax until I get it where I really want it. But as far as my 2-meter, I like where it's at. I may try to get it up just a little bit higher, but I really like where it's at. It does a good job.
say, mainly whenever I'm playing 2 meter 440 here recently, I actually haven't been on 440 in a long time. But every time I'm on 2 meter, I'm on the mobile. I ain't had time to really sit down and miss a 2 meter on my base station recently.
2 meter on my base station more than anything right now.
Just think about learning DW for maybe if not 10 meter for like the other bands that I know I can get on right now and finish class like my generals.
I haven't thought about that. I know there's a couple other guys taking classes to do it. Andrew's one of them, and I think there's a couple other on here. But I really, one thing at a time.
I hear that. Honestly, I like to use an FT8, and I think another boat is called Olivia, and an FT4. That's the one. That's the main three I like to play with. At least on the computer. But then my father, he was showing me FT4, Whisper, and something else besides FT8 that he does on 20 and 40 meters, and a lot on 30.
Set up on the FT8 where I can see a little bit. And one of the SDR monitors. I really like to get that set up in here, but I hadn't quite figured out how to do that yet.
Station running over there, Patrick.
FT-991A.
Radio as I do, then. There's actually a few settings you can, or you got to set up for the to run FT-8 and other digital modes. It's actually not that hard to set up. There's actually a bunch of tutorial online. But if you got a USB connection to it, you can use something like JTDN. I think it's what I use. Or another one that's W-something. That's the one everybody else likes to use. But those JTDN connections work really, really well for data.
I looked into it a whole lot. I've been watching some YouTube videos and that kind of stuff, because right now I don't have anybody up here that I can go ask a question unless I get on this repeater and meet somebody down there. It's hard for me to get any information to set my base station up.
Facebook group, W401YK?
The repeater Facebook page? Yes, I am.
At home or whenever I have some time in my hands, I might actually post that, the Toro I use for my 991A is that the Toro I follow was for the 991 and not the 991A, and it has the menu items labeled different or numbered differently, but they're pretty much they're the same menu items, but they're in different parts of the menu now.
Okay. Well, maybe I can figure it out. If not, maybe I can contact you and ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, man, if I'm ever on, heck, most time I'm on throwing the net, if you want a question, feel free to ask. I've got the same base station. I just run a dipole with a little laptop running all the software, but SDR, on the other hand, I've been looking into that for a while now. What do you know about that?
Next to nothing.
That sounds like me. I've been trying to figure that one out for a while.
RCL, he figured it out, I believe, and he's got it set up now.
Well, I've actually been looking into getting a external display for my 991A home. Thinking about making a little table where I've got like this one display that shows the band condition on whatever band I'm on.
Now, don't hold me to that, but I think if you got the SDR set up, you can run it through the radio, and it will have all that. You can actually change the radio frequency and bands all right there on your screen. Now, I'm not sure on that. Like I said, all I've got is videos to go off of.
Yeah, there's, if I remember correctly, there is a cat port on the 991A. Don't hold me to what I'm saying right now. I don't remember. It's been a while since I missed my base station. But I was told that there is a way to grab, like, just like the waterfall and the frequency number that you're on and everything, and put on an external display.
Well, only know that the guy we were just talking to, he's got the same base station, and so he might know how to do that.
Next time I get in touch with him, hey, that kind of makes me wonder, why doesn't the repeater have C4FM?
I can't hit any of the C4FM repeaters around here that I'm aware of. I've tried a couple times and can't make contact with anybody.
Clemson, I've been looking at trying to hit. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm hitting it, but if I'm hitting it, I'm sure somebody down there is hearing it, but I can't hear that repeater where I'm transmitting from. I ain't got a clue if I'm hitting that repeater at all.
Is by far the best repeater that I can hit where my QTH is at right now. I'm down in a hole, and I have a mountain that kind of tucks around me on two sides, so in that direction. So it just kind of limits what I can do.
Okay, I think I understand that now. There is a repeater you might be able to hit, and I think it's in Campobello. No, yes. Campobello is the Spark repeater, or that's what I was told that it's called, but I don't know the call sign of it. It's 147-315, and the tone, I don't remember the tone, but I can find out real quick here in a second.
Set up in my radio already. I set up pretty much all the repeaters within 50-mile radius of here, so I could see what I could hit and what I couldn't.
I was actually in Piedmont on the way back home, back to my QTH in Pelzer one day, and I was actually able to hit that repeater, and I was coming in full quiet, no noise, and I was able to hear the repeater clear as day.
I'm going to have to hop off here. The wife's coming home. I got to go help her carry stuff in. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You have a safe trip on up to your friend's house, and safe trip home this evening. If I don't talk to you again, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, man. Look forward to seeing you at the net tonight. I managed to attend. But, yeah, man, have a good one. We'll wish you best of luck with helping your wife. This has been KO4 NNH. I'll be clear.
RM, K4RM, and for ZLK Mobile.
K4NNH. K4NNH clear.
KO4 NUE, W4 DJW. Nothing heard, W4 DJW clear.